The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Oh, damn. Thursday, I'm at Flappers, Burbank, California. Live podcast with Jeff Cesario. His comedy IQ is off the charts. I do 20 minutes of comedy. He does 20 minutes of comedy. And then we sit down and we dissect comedy like Stephen Hawking dissecting space, except we don't cheat on our wives or girlfriends by moving our irises. Flappers Comedy Club in Burbank, Thursday night, live. More Stories Podcast. Come on down. More sports. What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday to you. Iron Mike Tyson has spoken. If Iron Mike speaks, we all listen because his voice is funny. I'm Alexander the Great. I'm going to eat his children. Praise be to Allah. By the way, that's smack talk. That's smack talk, Conor McGregor. When Mike Tyson says, I am Alexander the Great. I'm going to eat his children. Praise be to Allah. That makes you calling Floyd Mayweather boy look like small potatoes, and it is. Iron Mike weighing in on this, August 26th, whatever the hell this kooky fight is, against Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather Jr., August 26th. Mike Tyson weighs in, and he just blasts what I've been saying. McGregor, he was on the Pardon My Take podcast. Hey, that's a nice guest. Could I get a fucking talent booker for more stories? What do I got to do? I hired somebody. They weren't good. I hired somebody else. They just wanted me to get the one lead singer of one old band. I was like, no. Then I hired a guy. Then he took another job and didn't tell me. Part of my take, it's Mike Tyson? I know Mike Tyson. Well, then why don't you call him? Because you can't call your friends and go, hey, I haven't heard from you in a while. You want to record our voices instead of like being a friend? I love Mike. Mike's a good dude, and he's well aware of all of his flaws, which makes him that much more Shakespearean. He says, quote, McGregor's going to get killed boxing. I'm not going to do the voice. McGregor is going to get killed boxing. I got mad because I thought they were going to use MMA rules against boxing because that's what it's all about. Can the boxer beat the MMA guy? But Conor put his ass in a position where he's going to get knocked out because this guy's been doing this all his life since he was a baby. Mick Conor... That's what it says. He says Mick Conor twice. Mick Conor can't kick and grab and stuff, so he won't stand much of a chance. And Mike's right. This is a boxing match. This is not a fist fight. This is not like some crazy fight in a back alley. This is like, you know, Michael Buffer, let's get ready to rumble. Classy Jimmy Lennon Jr., it's time. It's showtime, whatever he says. Who's going to be the announcer for this fight? Is it going to be Bruce Buffer, Michael Buffer, Jimmy Lennon Jr., Julian Lennon? Much too late to save your eyes. Don't do too much too late to say goodbye. Yoko Ono. You think Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles? My answer is always the same. She did not break them up. I'm not going to say Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles. I'm going to say she did not break them up, okay? I definitely did not break up the Beatles. I know Paul McCartney did not break up the Beatles. I know Ringo Starr did not break up the Beatles. George Harrison gave it a run. You guys don't know what I know. After the, when they were trying to put together the album for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, Paul McCartney just spent an afternoon trying to explain to George Harrison, no, it's us as an imaginary group, but we'll be playing Beatles songs. Sergeant Pepper, Salt and Pepper. And George is like, yeah, this is weird, I'm out of here. This is all true. Took his guitar off and he left. They called Eric Clapton. Eric Clapton drove to the studio to be the guitarist for the Beatles. And then they talked George Martin talked George Harrison to come back. It's a concept album, and George just wanted to play Beatles songs. And then the next album, they get into the studio, and Paul goes, "We're all going on a magical mystery tour." And then George just went, "All right, fuck this." And he took his guitar off and he left again. And again, Eric Clapton in a car driving to become a Beatle, but he was not a Beatle. I don't know if you know that. Do you know that? Wait, Eric Clapton was a Beatle, DJ? No, dumb guy, he was not. Thank you for your emails at morestories3737@gmail.com. This podcast is commercial free because you go to jmore.com, and when you shop at Amazon, you go to my website and click through. That will keep this free, commercial free. All right. The smack talk in the Conor McGregor Floyd Mayweather Jr. quote unquote fight has been the best I've ever seen in my life because it crossed sports boundaries. I've never seen smack talk from one sport to another the way I've seen this. And that's Draymond Green throwing shade at Conor McGregor, who's wearing like a CJ Watson jersey. Like a, those, remember like the real shitty Warrior jerseys? It was kind of like a dude holding a lightning bolt. It was really weird. He's walking around, I think, was it 23? I think. He's walking around one of those, and Draymond Green just gets on Twitter and says, like, you know, basically just get that shit off your chest. You suck, etc. And Conor McGregor writes, "I bounce heads off of floors, not balls. Stay in school, son. I bounce heads off of floors, not balls. I dribble heads." It was amazing. "Stay in school," to Draymond Green, Michigan State's Draymond. "Shame on you, Draymond. You, look, don't go to war with Shaq, either on the court or in social media. And don't ever run smack at Conor McGregor, because apparently he's the greatest ever at it. I'm curious, on August 27th, what kind of smack he will run from the coroner's office." Call the coroner. Drop it.
Call the coroner.
Somebody just FaceTimed me, so I don't even know if this... Okay, here we go. So Draymond Green throwing shade at him. "Get that jersey off. Conor McGregor, name check. CJ Watson." CJ Watson? Come on. That's a whack jersey. It's a bad jersey for the team, the player. Come on. And then Draymond Green throwing shade at Mick Connor as Mike Tyson. Mick Connor's going to get killed. Mick Connor's amazing. I hope Mike did that on purpose. Oh, sweet Mike. "I dribble heads off of floors, not basketballs. Stay in school." Woo, lordy. Derrick Rose signs with the Cleveland Cavaliers 1 year, like $2.5 million. That's not a lot of money for a guy that made, you know, $20 million or whatever he made in his life each year. This is a former MVP, Derrick Rose. Last year with the Knicks with bad knees, he had 18 points, 4 assists, I think 4 rebounds, I'm not sure. 18 points, let's just go there. Kyrie Irving, 22. Derrick Rose, 18. The Cleveland Cavaliers, after Kyrie Irving said he wants to be traded from them and doesn't want to be in the Cleveland... By the way, I'm going to tell you why he's a genius. They signed Derrick Rose, which helps a lot, but don't think for one second like they're okay. I don't think they come out of the East. I think if the Celtics come out of the East, and I think they do so handily. I think the Wizards are in pretty good shape. The Charlotte Hornets have Dwight Howard. Uh-oh, who farted? Derrick Rose turned down the Lakers. The Lakers wanted Derrick Rose. I don't know if they wanted him or they just need depth. But they're probably relieved, the Lakers. I don't know. Because if you sign Derrick Rose, you're not going to have him come off the bench and back up a rookie in Lonzo Ball. Same with Rajon Rondo. They're just turning things around, the Lakers. They're all good guys. You don't want to bring in guys that are going to cause a disruption. But you got to bring in, like, even the guys they could bring in are not coming in. But you have to respect the fact that the Lakers never wobbled in that one-year deal that they did with Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. $18 million for 12 points. Good God. Swaggy P's at 12 points, and he gets $5 million with the Warriors, and he's going to get a ring. He's going to get a ring. Let's move over to football. Kansas City Chiefs, Tamba Ali, He's not happy with the fact that he played seven snaps in the playoff loss against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he should not be. This guy's a quarterback killer. By the way, if you want to know fake news, 9 blockbuster Kyrie Irving trades, according to the NBA trade machine. That means you could literally go online and mix and match and see if the trades work out financially for both teams. This is not news at all. This is literally some nerd in a fucking computer room going, hey, how about this? If the Suns get the Nuggets 2018 first rounder, you can just holler at me now because I fixed it. I got the trade for Kyrie. No, you didn't. It didn't happen yet. These people are weird. All right, the Phoenix Suns. They give up Channing Frye or Jamal Murray, or they get Kate Field. I don't even know how the fuck this works. Well, this is all different guys doing analysis. And analysis is different. And analysis is when you have an and on dialysis and you go, where's and analysis? Phoenix Suns. Like, you trade Channing Frye, Jamal Murray, Kay Fielder. That's $7.4 million, $3.4 million, $1.3 million, and it equals out. Yeah, if it works. Or, and then this other guy. This guy's name is Hollinger Analytics. Well, you know, he could go to the Cavs still, because the Cavs would get Bledsoe and Kenneth Faried. And okay, did anything happen? No. Is this news? No. Everybody get away from a fucking simulator. That's what I do. That's why I beat Mel Kiper all the time in the NFL draft, because he won't walk away from the darn thing. All right, so Tom Alley was on Twitter very upset that he said, does this team even want me anymore? He's looking at game tape. He's looking at game tape when the Chiefs lost to the Steelers and realizing he played 7 snaps. And he's not happy about it, nor should he be. He lost his starting job, and he still had 3.5 sacks. And people will point to that. And he is getting older, believe me. But Tamba Ali will fuck an opposing quarterback up through the ear hole, make his dick extra skinny just to get to that ear hole. And you can't point to 3.5 sacks as a justification to why, as proof that his productivity fell off. No, his productivity fell off because he's on the field for 7 fucking snaps. If you're not a starter, you're not going to have as many sacks as a guy coming off the bench. That's it. 20 snaps, 40 snaps. You're going to have, the more snaps, the more chances to pin your ears back and get after the quarterback.
I pin my ears back when I'm going down on a Great Dane. Actually, I have to go up.
Thank you, Alternative Lifestyle Droopy. Sorry, not sorry. More football news. So Tom Bailey takes to the Twitter. Andy Reid goes, not cool. I don't like it. If you got a problem, let's talk it out. That's about as cool as it gets, and that's maybe the coolest thing, or maybe the only cool thing I've heard Andy Reid actually say. It's like, you look at Andy Reid coaching the Eagles back in the day and now coaching the Chiefs. Like, does he have a pulse? But he's an exceptional head coach, because there's one thing the Chiefs have never had. Wide receivers. Dwayne Bowe. He stinks. Stunk. He's out. Pothead. Well, I'd like to hear about it, potheads. So the general manager gets involved, says, you know, he didn't like it either. But everybody that's talking about Tamba Ali taking to Twitter to complain, one thing they did not say was he will not be back. They know damn well what they have in that guy. And he's known as a team-first guy across the board. He even tweets after he puts the Chiefs on blast. Like, his 5th tweet is, I've always been a team guy. I just want to play more snaps. Well, I think you should too. Maybe instead of the 3-4 defense, you guys should go to the 2-5. So there's room for you out there. Dallas Cowboys release unlucky Whitehead after he was arrested for shoplifting, grand larceny. Here's the thing. He didn't. He wasn't in the fucking state where he was accused of shoplifting. And they released him. He missed his court date. What? Hold on a second. If you can provide an actual plane ticket on an airplane that you went on, and it proves that you landed in the state where you've been accused of grand larceny, how do you have a trial date. How does Lucky Whitehead have to go to court if he was not in the state and he can prove it? ProFootballTalk.com. Cowboys wide receiver Lucky Whitehead reportedly arrested for shoplifting last month, then had a warrant issued for his arrest after he failed to appear in court to answer for the charge. He took less than $200 from a convenience store, and then he failed to show up to court in Prince William County. Yeah, I wouldn't show up to court either if it was if I wasn't fucking there and I was in Texas. I was not in Virginia. I was in Texas. This is a weird guy. He returns kicks and punts for the Cowboys. He's a pretty good return guy. He doesn't see a lot of time on the field for wide receiver action. His fucking dog got kidnapped for ransom, and he went on social media and told everybody about it. Didn't say what the price was, but then all of a sudden, hey, guess who's home? My dog. Thanks, everybody. He missed a walkthrough with the Cowboys last year, and Jason Garrett told him not to get on the team plane to play against the New York Giants. It just... apparently, he's just a pain in the ass. But to tie his release to a shoplifting charge when you got guys like Ezekiel Elliott, who has been accused of domestic violence, I don't know. I'm not going to comment on it. I just know they're really trying to find the accuser. And all I know is the Cowboys have just come way out, way quickly, telling everybody how great a guy he is. Cowboys cut wide receiver Whitehead after reported arrest. Okay, that's not true, because they didn't cut him after the arrest. They cut him after he missed his court date. He wasn't in the state of Virginia. This is really weird. He was in, I'm pretty sure he was in Texas, and he provided the plane ticket that said, look, my plane landed 4 hours after this shoplifting thing happened. I mean, it's hard for me to feel bad for a guy named Lucky Whitehead. Is there such a thing? So, here it is. Dave Rich, his agent, told... why is your agent... how about a fucking lawyer? Like, I got Barry Katz going to court for me. Your Honor, if I could just show you a few blocks of time where my client was not there... his agent, Dave Rich, tells NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport that his client was not in Virginia at the time of the reported incident. Rappaport reported on Inside Training Camp Live that the agent, Mr. Rich, I wish it was Adam Rich from Eight Is Enough, told him that Lucky Whitehead flew from Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport to Dulles International Airport in D.C., 7 hours after his arrest. So everybody's a fucking idiot in this case, including the Cowboys. The guy didn't do anything. He did miss his court date. You just can't miss your court date. But if I'm Lucky Whitehead, I'm going to ask, why am I going to court if I wasn't even there? Who's the guy with my ID? How do you go through booking as Lucky Whitehead if you're not Lucky Whitehead? That's a pretty specific name to have on your driver's license. Lucky. Oh, it was Lewis. Our bad. More sports. I love you.
Hey, have you heard? Podcast One has a whole bunch of awesome new shows filled with big names that are waiting for you on our brand new, amazing app.
This one's a game changer.
There's Norman Lear talking to Amy Poehler, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Charles Barkley. Geffen Playhouse Unscripted with Bryan Cranston, Josh Gad, and soon, Neil Patrick Harris.
Nice.
OC Real Housewife Heather Dubrow's World. Lady Gang's Three Mimosa Podcast with Leah Michelle, Nelly Furtado, Elle King, and more.
Plus, every episode of The Adam Carolla Show, Dan Patrick, and Rich Eisen.
And if you like what happens in the ring, we've got Steve Austin, Chris Jericho, Chael Sonnen, and a whole bunch more.
So download our one-of-a-kind new app and see for yourself.
Go to the App Store, Google Play, or download it now at podcastone.com.